At long last, Comic-Con International is back. After 2 years of virtual gatherings and a very scaled-down conference in November, the superfans, the costumes, the movie stars, they're in full force at the San Diego Convention Center this week. Jack Smart is there, too. He's senior film writer for the AV Club. Jack, welcome.
Hi, Peter. Thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you. And so for those of us who have never been to or maybe don't know much about Comic-Con, what's it like, especially this year after such a long break for the pandemic?
Yeah, especially after 2 years of virtual editions of Comic-Con, it does feel like excitement is higher than ever at this one. It sort of remains to be seen whether attendance levels will be at the same as it was in 2019. Yesterday was just preview day, so I didn't see the full extent of the costuming. That will be in effect today, and I think that's where we can see the real enthusiasm. And they will all have masks. I guess it remains to be seen which of the masks will be coordinated with the costumes.
Really? Okay, masks for COVID. So I know you haven't seen a lot of the costumes yet, but people love to do cosplay at this convention. Based on what you know about kind of what's popular in the culture right now, who do you expect to be the most popular, characters depicted at this Comic-Con?
Oh, yeah. I mean, DC and Marvel rule here. They are the two kind of tent poles of all of pop culture at the moment. So you can expect to see mutants and Marvel superheroes and maybe Black Adam, which is the next big DC universe feature film. I'm trying to think of what is the lowest maintenance costume that that certain people might show up in. It remains to be seen what will be the most popular.
What about you? Do they let the journalists dress up?
You know, I was wondering the same thing. Generally, the journalists do not dress up. I think if you throw on a Spock ear here or a Pikachu hat there, that's very welcome for getting in the spirit of things. But otherwise, no, not so much.
All right. Well, one of the big draws at Comic-Con are the panels. And this is when filmmakers and stars, they unveil the previews for their upcoming projects. Let's talk about one of them. This is the upcoming Rings of Power series on Amazon Prime. Here's part of the trailer.
It is over.
You have not seen what I've seen.
I have seen my share.
You have not seen what I have seen.
Drama. That's based on the Lord of the Rings series. It's got the elves and the dwarves and the hobbits and the big battles. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, I mean, as a big J.R.R. Tolkien fan, I'm excited that there's another big mainstream project. I believe the most expensive film production in history. It seems that because of the prominence of Peter Jackson's film trilogy, which won, of course, a bunch of Academy Awards and dominated the box office, that enthusiasm for Tolkien hasn't really waned. And I think that this TV show is sort of an example of that. Although it should be noted, it's not affiliated really in any way with Peter Jackson's movie trilogies, and is instead based on several of the prequels to The Fellowship of the Ring and The Hobbit. A lot of Tolkien's earlier works are being adapted, and I believe with the blessing of Tolkien's estate.
So without Peter Jackson involved, we'll see if this one is quite as good. Now, it also seems like one of the most anticipated panels will be with Marvel Studios. We might get some news about the Black Panther sequel, is that right?
Correct. And in fact, it was in 2018 that the first Black Panther film screened the first ever footage for an audience. And that really kind of kicked off enthusiasm for that first film. And yeah, the next big Marvel Studios feature film will be the second Black Panther film. And I got to say, there's just a lot of confusion and I guess excitement, but also kind of tinged with sadness about the passing of the late actor Chadwick Boseman, who played T'Challa, Black Panther. That sort of leaves it up for grabs as to how they take the franchise into any which direction. Presumably, it's this weekend here at Comic-Con that possibly with cast members or the filmmakers here telling us what's going on, that we get a sense of Marvel's next big hit.
Another panel that the AV Club singled out is one that you're looking forward to. Season 4 of FX, What We Do in the Shadows. It's like a goofy comedy about vampires. Here's a clip from the trailer.
We want the drinks to be very expensive, so then we attract rich humans. Rich humans are basically like Veil, conceptually repulsive, but so buttery on my tongue.
I wasn't expecting that. That's funny. What do we need to know about this one?
That's so great that you were... thank you so much for highlighting this show of all the other shows being featured at Comic-Con. Jemaine Clement's vampire documentary is based on the film of the same name that he made with Taika Waititi back in the day. It's now become this critically acclaimed and I think, you know, fervent fan base as well, comedy on FX. And the fourth season is underway, so I suspect that this panel and this excitement will be more around seeing the cast and possibly seeing some upcoming footage, but that's all about to air.
All right, Jack Smart is in San Diego for Comic-Con, which is back after a pandemic hiatus. Senior film writer at the AV Club, thank you very much. I hope you I hope you can find your Pikachu hat in your luggage.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me.